Linda Reed can't vote in the special election on June 26 because she's not a city resident, but she does own Homer Art and Frame, which is in city limits, and Reed adds that she does a good portion of her shopping in Homer too. The city is asking residents to pay for $5 million of the police station project, and Reed says the 0.35% sales tax increase the city is asking for could impact her business. She does acknowledge that increase is small, but...
So you're talking to someone who thinks we already have a high sales tax. So yes, any additional is not really good.
So Reed wants to know, how did we get to $7.5 million and what goes into that number anyway? But before we get to the numbers, let's start with the need. Homer Police Chief Mark Roble says there are a number of issues with the current station, the largest being space.
We actually ran out of room in this building in the early to mid-90s, and we started adding connexes out back for storage and other uses. They're crammed to the roof with stuff. We're just completely out of room in this building.
The roughly 5,000 square foot building is a maze of small rooms that have changed over the years to maximize space. Roble says that's led to glaring layout problems. In order for prisoners to be booked, they're unloaded in a parking lot next to the high school and come through the back door into a hallway before they get to a secure room.
They'd have access to employees. They can turn in one direction, run out the back door of the building. Very unsafe workflow for a police department to have a situation like this.
Roble says a few prisoners have attempted to escape over the years, but he says that's not the building's only flaw. Roble adds that the station doesn't have enough room for some evidence processing equipment. He says some evidence can deteriorate before it can be processed, and some can't be processed at all.
That affects our solve rate on cases. It goes down. Having a bigger evidence room, fully equipped, will definitely enable us to do a better job at solving some of our local crimes.
The station also has flooding issues, and Roble says inmates have been forced to stay in cells with 2 to 3 inches of standing water. The department is also out of compliance with federal law because it can't separate juveniles from adult prisoners. Roble says the new station will solve that and several other issues. The total price tag is $7.5 million. As for the cost of the building itself, it's less than $5 million. So where would that extra $2.5 million go? Public Works Director Carrie Meyer says design alone runs nearly $500,000. There's also a $650,000 pot of money to help pay for inevitable changes during construction.
When you start with a $5 million building and you add on the Sallyport and the civil site improvements and some auxiliary buildings, design, inspection, 1% for art, furnishings, communications, contingency, and then buying the piece of property you're setting it on, that's how you get to $7.5 million.
As for where the money would come from, City Manager Katie Kester explains the city's current revenue streams are maxed out on services and maintaining the city's current infrastructure. The city does have a reserve account, but Kester says that's currently sitting at the recommended $5.5 million. She said drawing down on those funds will hamper the city's ability to respond to an emergency, such as an earthquake, or make other smaller purchases throughout the year. I circled back to Reed to see what she thought about the price tag and how the city's paying for it.
It's overwhelming. It really is. And there's a lot to consider and a lot I don't know about when it comes to construction cost. I truly think some of this could be shaved off and that it could be built for at least $7 million if they really watch their nickels and dimes.
It is possible that the project could cross the finish line under cost, but it's hard to say just how many nickels and dimes the city may be able to save until voters have their say on June 26. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.